It's the Maria and Chad Show, Friday morning, trying to figure out what movies are good and bad. I want to thank our sponsor, Valley Honda Dealers, as we get our cool movie review from the one and only Cecily Knobler. She is live from Hollywood. Good morning, Cecily.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Okay, so movies. First of all, what is the temperature there right now? Because I understand it's hot.
It's about 90 degrees right now.
Oh, that's cool. For you.
I know, right? I'm ready to put on my winter coat and my electric socks.
Just get your Uggs. Oh, you're not in LA. You don't want to wear Uggs. Okay, so let's start with Spike Lee's Black Klansman, spelled uniquely. It stars the brilliant Adam Driver, you know, Kylo Ren, you know, Adam Driver,
right.
And John David Washington. Did you know that's Denzel's son?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's so good. They played two minority cops infiltrating the KKK, and get this casting, Topher Grace plays David Duke. Long way from that 70s show, and it's so
good.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah, it's really intense. I mean, the pacing's a little bit off. I feel like maybe the editing was rushed, but who cares? Like, the story is amazing, real story. It's kind of a must-see. I don't say that very often. It's a tough movie, but I'm going solid B with some A moments.
Wow.
About that. Also opening is The Meg, which is the story of a Botox injector who went too far on one actress's face. You see what I did? I'm not going to say which Meg. It's not
uh-huh.
right. I'm so sorry. The Meg stars Jason Statham as himself, but now swimming. Now he's swimming. The writers were like, what if we made a movie about a prehistoric dinosaur living in modern times? And they're like, that's just Jurassic Park. Wait, let me finish. Underwater.
Ah. Huh?
There you go. Some of the CGI looks pretty cool, and the futuristic set is very pretty. It's not too self-serious. Rainn Wilson is sort of the comic relief. I would not want to pay full price for this. Times are tight. But if you want mindless monster stuff, I've seen way better. I've seen worse. But still, I can't go higher than like a D+. It's not an F, but it's pretty bad.
Oh, come on. Even like matinee price, though, does that make it a C+?
No, nothing really does. I mean, I think I'm being kind. I just don't think that Statham has the... And I don't love The Rock, but he doesn't even have the charisma of The Rock. Like, that's how I just, I think you either love him or hate him, but I just, do you like him?
I kind of love him.
Well, then maybe, and if you're good with, like, sharks and plots not making sense, then it's for you.
Well, I like Sharknado, so.
I do, too. It's not as fun as Sharknado. That's the problem, is because of Sharknado, that's why it doesn't work, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah, it totally makes sense.
Also, Dog Days opened. I have no idea what it's about, but there's a ton of cute dogs in it, so A++. You cannot ask me to grade a thing like that because it's dogs, but it's basically a nonsensical plot. You could just stay home and watch YouTube videos with dogs. They're probably better written.
And save the $15.
Yeah, exactly, or more. And lastly, we have the much-anticipated Slender Man, which did not seem to screen for critics. They really didn't show it to us. But here's an idea for the kids. Don't go on a creepy satanic website and let a shadow tell you what to do. How about that? Problem solved.
Done.
Yeah, right? You're on your own for that. But I have to say, I've always been really scared by the story. I know it's so stupid. It's like the stupid urban legend, but it freaks me out a little. So I'm kind of glad they didn't make me see it. I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.